Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thank you for checking out Team Adam. Click over here to subscribe to the Voice channel so you can be the first to see all the newest performances. I'm Carson Daly.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Give them a call at 630-355-6240 for your first dance lesson. And because you're a friend of mine, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and the first dance lesson is free. For Coney's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Bocconi's, check out Bocconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. And if you're a veteran, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and dessert is on the house, folks. Sullivan Steakhouse, a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, now in its third year. Yes, 3 years going strong here. We've had more than 470 guests on the show, more than 175 shows, 3 years. Phew. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, inviting guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org or give them a call, 355. Actually, it's 630-305-5257. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings home or business safe, go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and installation is free. Yeah, I'm all about the free stuff on this show. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? Or spring plan, for that matter? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services. Sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, dance, bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Oh, I love saying that. Hey, are you looking? Are you looking for a new garage to take your car? Well, you can't store your car here. But if you need someone that can take care of your car, like your mama took care of you, you got to go to Clark Star Care. They're a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I don't just pick anybody. These guys know how to take care of cars. And guys, well, women too, they have a man cave. We can call it the women cave. It is awesome. While you're waiting for that oil change, and we're giving away free oil changes today on the Dolly McCarthy Show, courtesy of Clark's Car Care. Give a shout out to Matt Weber, the owner of Clark's Car Care. He's your trusted neighborhood mechanic. Check out clarkscarcare.com. Oh, I got one more sponsors. We're going to get through this, and then we're going to start the show, guys. Okay, it doesn't seem like I go on forever with these sponsors. What if it wasn't for them and supporting the show and the non-for-profits on this show, I would not be here. I would not be standing here telling you all about these wonderful places to visit and frequent and dine and go to support. Hey, are you looking for a getaway this spring break? How about sunny Cabo San Lucas? It's not too far away. Spring break is just around the corner. If you don't have plans, check out this villa, and it's called Hacienda de la Cruz. Check out www.haciendadelacruzloscabos.com. And don't forget to tell them that Dolly sent you. This is an amazing villa. Check out that website for more information. And our friend, frequent guest on this show, Ronnie B. Elvis, he wants to tell you all that he's available to do birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, weddings, let's see, retirements, and his favorite, pool parties. He's available. Check out Ronnie B. Elvis on Facebook. And I don't have his phone number. Otherwise, I'd give it to you. I think last week his phone ran off the hook with some ladies. Oh, ladies, behave yourselves. So just check out his Facebook page, and he'll get back to you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. I'm a little slow on the clicks today. Oh, gosh. Hey, everybody. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. We have a good show. You know, on the show, we like to bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. You're going to get that today. We have a lot of great guests. Oh, my God. It's a jam-packed show. Hollywood is here. We have one of my favorite non-for-profits in the house as well. But we've got Hollywood here. Hooray for Hollywood. Leonard Branks is in the house. Leonard, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
You're live on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm really thrilled to have him in the studio today because the premiere of his movie, Precious Metal, is coming out next week, right?
Yes, Tuesday evening at the Hollywood Palms Cinema.
In Naperville, right?
In Naperville.
Can you believe this? So you brought Hollywood to Naperville. I think this is the first Hollywood movie that has ever premiered in Naperville. Is that right?
Yes. But I have to share that we had great help, and that is Edmund and Blessna Khoisan, who founded the Naperville Independent Film Festival and are my partners in the film, or I wouldn't be here with you today. You know, they were great, and hopefully we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we love Edmund and Blessna. They were on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I heard that the premiere is just sold out.
Almost.
Oh, really?
We still have some general admission tickets.
In other theaters, though, not in the main theater. So
they're filling other theaters,
right? That's a good thing.
Yeah, we have four theaters, and we still have some tickets.
All right. The tickets are, where can people go for tickets?
Well, you can go online to preciousmetalpremiere.com. You can buy them at the door, but they are selling. So if you have the opportunity, just go online and you can purchase the tickets there and print them out. We'll look forward to welcoming you.
Yeah, I know people have been, I had to ask you right away because people have been emailing me and texting me and sending me Facebook messages like, how do we get tickets to this premiere? How do we get tickets to this premiere? So
sure.
Now you got it. And we're going to come back to Leonard in a few, but my first guest, I'm thrilled to have her in the studio. I'm going to say hello to everybody first because I've got a couple of guests in the, or three guests in the studio. Danielle Langford, who is here, going to talk to us. Moms, listen up, and, you know, and women in general, right? Yeah. Not just moms.
Right.
I think the last time you were on the show, we were directing it towards moms, weren't we?
Or yeah, we were talking about women. We were talking about the workshop I had coming up.
Oh, Danielle, you got to get closer to the mic. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
The mic is a little weak.
Yeah,
I can hear you now. Here
all
we go.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
It's so nice to see your face, your
Thank
beautiful
you.
Face. Because Danielle always calls into the show. This
I
is the
do.
First time you've been in the studio.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. It's good to see you again.
You too.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
I didn't
happy.
Wear my green, but...
Me neither. We were celebrating all weekend long, and I wore all my green all weekend long. Usually, Chicago's a little backwards. We celebrate the weekend before St. Patrick's Day. It wasn't always like that when I was a kid. We all would ditch school and go downtown to the St. Patrick's Day parade, and that was it. We didn't celebrate all weekend. Chicago celebrated on St. Patrick's Day, no matter what day it was. But now things have changed. It's all good. It's all good. We're still dyeing the river green. But I went through all my green clothes, so today... I could tell them, but no one would know unless they're watching the live stream. We do stream live, and I don't know the link yet. The guys here at WCKG Studios haven't told me yet the link, so I can't even say it. John, if you're listening, John Z, he runs the shop here at WCKG. John, we need to know that link so we can tell people. But people are watching that have already, I think they go on the CKG website maybe. Anyway, Danielle is here, Danielle Langford. She's the founder and speaker, and you're a well-known speaker around Chicagoland for Pink Empowers. I know you speak all over Chicagoland.
Yes.
And I heard you last year at the Quad County Urban League's Leadership Summit for Women.
Yes.
With, I think that was what it called. Was that called last year?
Women
well, my words are just I think that's what it was called last year.
The Women.
Mm. Oh, guess what? That you heard
Who better to answer that
yes.
question?
Yes. It was called the Women Empowerment Summit.
Viodia Gillespie, right?
Yes.
She's here.
Yes.
Get your last name. She is here. She's the president and CEO of the Quad County Urban League. That's her voice. She's here, too. I'm so thrilled to have you back in the studio. We're in a different location this time than last time you were here.
Very nice. Very nice. And very close.
You find it okay?
Yes.
I did. Thank you. And it's great to be back. It is great to be back.
It's great to see you, all of you. Thank you for coming in this morning on St. Patty's Day. Top of the morning to y'all. This morning I got up at 5 a.m. No, 4. I lied. 4 a.m. Take that back. 4 a.m. I laid in bed for a half hour. I was trying to talk myself into getting up and going to work out or going downstairs and making homemade Irish soda bread. What do you think I did?
I think the soda bread won.
Yeah, I did.
I
made me a pot of tea. Oh, my God. My girls devoured. I made 2 loaves, Leonard. The girls devoured 1 loaf already in the morning.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Wait. You know, there's a – I was going to tell you guys about – hold on 1 second. You know, soccer, sing an Irish tune while I grab a book.
Okay, sing an Irish tune. Well, you're wearing green, so I let you. I like Leonard.
I'm torturing
my guests.
No, we'll
cover for you.
Yeah. Cover for me while I run to the, this morning when I made some tea and I made the soda bread and it reminded me, I'm reading a book right now. It's called Bridie's Boy, a memoir. It's written by an author, Sean Brennan, who's from Chicago. It's from Chicago's South Side, and his book is about his family growing up in a big family in Chicago, an Irish family. And I'm reading this book, and his mother, they were poor, but every morning she made soda bread for the kids and tea. So they left the house with, you know, their bellies full and warm, you know, how cold it is in the summer or in the wintertime in Chicago. So I'm reading this delightful book, and Sean Brennan reached out to me. He doesn't live in Chicago anymore, but I'm so thrilled he's coming on the show later in the month. So we're going to talk to him about this book. If you want to, it's St. Patty's Day, so I got to do a plug to him. Bridie's Boy, it's a memoir by Sean Brennan. Great book, Sean. And I was thinking of you, Sean, this morning when I was making my tea and serving my kids some soda bread, which we can't do every morning. Just can't do soda bread every morning. I would not be able to fit through that door if I was eating soda bread every morning, especially with all the butter I put on it. You know, hey, St. Patrick's Day once a year. So anyway, all right, I digress. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I'm feeling lucky today. I got some lucky guests in the studio, wonderful guests. Danielle Langford, who's the founder and wonderful speaker. She's with Pink Empowers, that's your company. And she speaks all over Chicagoland, empowering women. She's going to have a workshop coming up. It's open to all women, no matter if you're a home boss or a work at boss. You're all valued. I love this. Is it called the B word, the name of your workshop?
That's right. The B
boss
word.
Versus bossy, that is. Yeah. I love this. And we're going to talk about this. And then real quick again, Theodia Gillespie is here.
Yes.
From the Quad County Urban League. You guys go to quadcountyurbanleague.com.
Yes.
Is that right? Or .org?
QCO.org.
Go there and check it out. There's a women's summit coming up, and that's tomorrow, but there's so much more to this league that I'm proud to be a part of. I'm so happy that you guys asked me to be emceeing
in
the afternoon portion.
Love your energy and glad to have you back. Thanks for...
You know, last year when I went, I met all of you, met Danielle there, and I was so inspired. And I thought, and I left, I'm like, I want girlfriends like this. I want to hang out with these people more often. I need that. Girls, you need to come to these empowerment summits that the Quad County Urban League does. But this is only once a year. I think you guys should do it like every other month.
Yeah, I have some other things
that
we're thinking
about. Well, that's what I'm here for.
And then we had Danielle that filled in throughout the year, and we loved having you on the show. And now I'm so thrilled that you're in the studio. Okay, let's talk about the B word.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The B word. So oftentimes when women and we're referring to ourselves or each other with the B word, it's not the word I'm talking about. So I'm talking about boss and bossy. And oftentimes women in leadership roles are not called the boss. They're often called bossy. So this workshop is really focusing on what that means and deciphering what the differences are between boss and bossy. Mm-hmm. We are trying to embrace new B words. So that women can now say brave and bright and brilliant.
And badass.
Yeah,
I just have
like
to
that
say
one
it.
Too.
Because that has become...
It's your show, so you can say that.
We won't say the other B word. I never say that on the show. But
right.
For some reason, badass is like, yeah, go
yeah.
girl.
No,
you know, there's a lot of people that say that. I'm a badass today. I'm like, oh, okay.
No.
It's a positive thing
a positive.
These days. That's been twisted. It's funny how it's been changed with this generation.
Meaning that you're doing something really great,
yes.
right?
Yeah, and you have no fear, and you're just going for it, and
right.
no one is holding you back.
Yes.
And you're not just going to let your insecurities are just, you just put them aside, and you're going for it. You're a badass.
That's
okay,
right.
So I interrupted. Go.
No, that's
so
okay.
The B word.
But you're right, and the other workshops I've done have been very successful, you know, the last few, and you know, because I was on your show last time, was emotional bankruptcy, and that one's a real success because so many times we don't put ourselves on the list. But the other one...
That's why we were talking about moms,
that's
too,
what we're
especially
talking
because
about.
Moms do not put themselves,
put themselves
on, the
on the list. But this one was necessary, too, because we're going into a time where women need to be acknowledged as leaders. And it isn't happening enough, but I think it should start with us. I think it should start with the women embracing being bold, being brave, being brilliant. How many times do you hear women being called brilliant? Not very much, you know, but we hear it a lot, and this is not... bash against men. I love men. I'm married to a man. I have a son. just don't think that we get that compliment enough to be called brilliant. And we are. I mean, if we're talking about Women's History Month, there's a lot of brilliant women that have done a lot of brilliant things. So I think it's high time that we start calling each other by those names instead of some of the other ones that we've been branded and even started to accept ourselves. Because I think that a part of what has happened is I know you say you don't use the other B word that we know. I don't use the other B word, but unfortunately, a lot of women use that word in describing each other, themselves, and frankly have kind of, some people see it as a term of endearment. So, you know, I don't think that, I think it's time that we embrace more positive words. You know, I mean, you hear it in music. Sometimes people think that it's something positive, and it isn't. So the B word is about boss. Versus being bossy and kind of banning that connotation of being bossy and dictative and domineering to being boss, which is a leader and someone who has authority but doesn't take advantage of people, more collaborative and talking about how do we come together as opposed to just saying, you know, you go there. I always like to associate with boss being synonymous with leadership. a leader says, let's go, whereas a bossy person will just say, go. So we need to decipher what the mm-hmm. difference is. And
especially
talk about
a woman leader.
Yes.
Will say, let's go, because she's collaborative.
That's exactly right.
Correct.
And, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, a male leader. Leonard, this is nothing bad about men. We're not bashing men
no,
here.
No, we're not.
But there's differences, and we have to celebrate those differences. We have to celebrate those differences. You know, because men and women are different.
Yes.
And, you know, why aren't there more women, female CEOs and women leaders and bosses?
And, well, we have a long way to
What's
go.
What's holding
you know,
us back? Do you think other women?
I think that it varies. I don't think you can pin it on one thing. You know, the fact is that women represent 50% of the population, but we only represent 20% of leadership roles. So that has to change. Where does that change start? I think it first has to start with how we address each other, how we see ourselves, because we have to be careful what we tell ourselves. We're listening. So if we say, yeah, I'm bossy, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that means to address yourself and other women as being bossy as opposed to being a boss and embracing that. So many times we're looked upon as, if we are in a leadership role, as just and branded as bossy just because we're a leader.
Right, that's it, yeah.
And that's
a lot
not
of times.
Fair. But because of the influence and how long this has been going on, women also are seeing other women as bossy, as opposed to, which is what this workshop is about, is seeing it as a time to collaborate. And it's not about competing. It's about collaborating.
Yeah.
So
and how about celebrating? How about celebrating another woman's
success?
Success and
yes.
the fact that she has the skills to influence people and lead.
That's exactly.
Not
right.
all of us women can lead.
That's exactly.
You know, Danielle, you can lead, and I for one, and so many other people that have seen your workshops, and you know, the Quad County Urban League for one group to throw out there, sees your ability to lead and celebrate that. How about we start celebrating our strengths and other women's God-given gifts and talents and don't look at it like she's competing against me. It's just so messed up sometimes in some women's heads.
And that is a part of it. You mentioned, like, what is it and why is that? That is a part of it because sometimes we get wrapped up in the title. And being boss is not necessarily connected yeah. to
Who
a title.
Who does she think she is?
That's exactly right. So, because what that means is if, let's say you're vice president of some company, which is great. That means you've worked hard, you've done the work, you're there, you've achieved this enormous title. But what if you lose that title? Does that mean you're no longer a leader? Does that mean that all those leadership skills are no longer relevant? No. So this workshop focuses on what being a boss truly is, and you can take that skill set anywhere. Whether it's in the home, whether it's in the church, whether it's volunteering, being a boss is not wrapped up into your title. And so many times, you know, there's also a divide between women. The professional women that are out there working look down on the women that are at home taking care of their children. Well, that's not right
I'm
either.
Jealous of those women that are home taking care of their children.
But,
kidding. I shouldn't say that because
no,
I was a stay-at-home
that.
Mom for 8 years, and I was exhausted. But then I would look at the moms working and go, I wish I could go. The grass is
but
always
greener. But you were working. You
yes,
were,
you're right.
You were running your household.
Right.
So you were being the boss at home. So that's why we need
But
to
no one ever questioned my authority at home, you know?
Yeah. See, so you were a real boss.
Until they got to be 6 or 7 and said, you're not the boss of me, Mommy. You know?
Yeah, so
Danielle Langford is here in the studio. She is the founder and an amazing speaker, public speaker. She operates Pink Empowers. Check
yes.
out pinkempowers.com. Now, you're going to be talking about the B word.
Yes.
This is, you know, ladies, this is a workshop. It's open to all women, no matter if you're an at-home boss or a boss at work. We're all valued, for sure. I love this. Danielle sent me this email. She said, being a boss does not mean the same thing as being bossy. It's about acting like a lady and thinking like a boss. Learn the difference. And Danielle will tell you the difference. So check out pinkempowersboss.eventbrite.com to register for this workshop. What is the date of this workshop?
The date is Saturday.
Saturday?
Yes.
Don't delay.
Yes. It's March 19th, Saturday from noon to 3. So get out, do your errands. It's in the afternoon. And
noon to what time?
Noon to 3.
Hey, that's not bad. Give yourself 3 hours.
Yeah. And this is an investment in you. I mean, and, you know, this workshop.
And come out for other women, too.
That's exactly right, to support other women. It doesn't matter if you're striving to be a boss, if you're at home, if you're volunteering, if you're running things or activities at your church, This is for all women. And, mm-hmm. and the reason being is because, and the reason I called it this is because so many times we separate each other. We think that this group of women is different from that group of women when it's really not about that. It's about coming together and supporting each other and being boss and knowing what that means and knowing the difference and knowing that we're not any better than the woman who's at home running her household than the woman who is running a board meeting. We're all the same and we're all valued. So that's what this is all about. So pinkempowersboss.eventbrite.com. Come on out.
She is the boss, Danielle Langford. Thanks for being on the show again, Danielle.
Thank
Good
you,
to
Dolly.
See your pretty face. Next time, you've got to give me more notice. I want you on the show more notice so we can get more people to come. I feel bad to my listeners that want to come, and it's too short notice. But, you know, there's still room. But Danielle will be back. She's got more good things coming, ladies.
Listen, most of the people that come sign up at the last minute.
Okay.
So there's still time.
Yeah. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank
She's
you.
The boss lady. I think that's what I'm going to call you from now on. A good way.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Another boss. Another boss is in the house. Theodia Gillespie is the president and CEO of the Quad County Urban League. It's a non-for-profit, folks. Been around since,
1975.
Yeah. In the Quad Counties? Wow.
DuPage, Kane, Kendall, and Will Counties.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And how long have you been with the Quad County Urban League?
Believe it or not, I've been there for 30 years. It's like I woke up and
really?
Said, 30 years past? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. I don't think I asked you that last time. You were on the show about a year ago, right before this. So I have her in here because she's going to tell us about this Women's Empowerment Summit that's coming up. It's actually tomorrow, March
tomorrow.
18th from 7:15 till 5 in the afternoon. You can still register. It's at the Chicago Marriott Oak Brook. And they're going to have some amazing speakers, including Danielle Langford, who we just heard from.
Danielle will be one of our moderators, one of our sessions.
So as I said, this is a non-for-profit organization whose mission is to secure, I'm taking it right off your website, equal opportunities for all disadvantaged persons and people of color, including African-Americans, women, and persons with disabilities. They are advocates, and they establish programs that facilitate the social and economic growth of residents in these communities, the Quad Counties, DuPage, Kane, Kendall, and Will. And you are the Quad County Urban League is an affiliate of the National Urban League and a member agency of the United Way. So I'm putting that all out there. So you all got the facts. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, Quad County Urban League recently had a job fair too. So you do a lot of good things in the community. How was that showing?
That was great. It was basically for our out of school youth, a program that we have with Kane County Workforce Investment Board. And so we had a number of companies that were looking to hire some of our young people in our community, those young people who are not in school, trying to get them connected to some type of post-secondary education as well as some work experience.
Oh.
So it turned out really well. But, yeah, that's just one thing that we do. We also have college readiness programs. So we kind of focus on three areas, and one would be education, economic development, which includes our workforce development initiative, and then also housing and civil rights. Activity, advocacy for civil rights.
Fantastic. And the Women's Leadership Summit is tomorrow.
Yes.
But if you miss this one, there's going to be more goodies to come, and you can always mark your calendar for next year, too. I went last year, and I'm so excited to go again this year. I'll just throw it out there. I'm going to speak. I'm going to be the MC for the afternoon session. But you also have the lovely Regina Waltrip from Channel 5 NBC.
Yes.
Who will be there.
Yes.
I met her. I didn't get to meet her last year. But I met her in the hallways at NBC 5. I was filling in as a traffic reporter on NBC. Recently, I've been doing
that.
So I've met Regina. She's lovely. She's lovely. So she'll be the morning gal.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
You had to put me after her.
you hold your own. Trust me, darling.
What was a good time last year? I was so empowered, and I loved it. So what do we got in store this year for the summit?
So this is our second year doing the Women Empowerment Summit, and we are so excited.
Oh, good. Since the beginning.
Yes.
I haven't missed any.
Only the second year, and you're going to be involved 2 years in a row. And so, you know, last year, you joined me on your show last year. So thank you for having us back. This is great. Just excited about being able to, you talked with Danielle earlier, celebrating women, encouraging other women, empowering other women to feel that they can, and then also to give them some tools that will help them to be successful in their career path. So this is what we wanted to do out in the Western Suburbs. So I'm glad we're able to spark other interests and other organizations getting involved and talking about these things that help us as women to be successful in our careers. So we're excited. We have several workshops. You know, we have Commissioner Edwards, who's going to be our morning speaker. And then we also have Sandra Finley, who will be our lunch speaker. She's with the Black League Women. Out in Chicago. So we're excited about that. We have our that Danielle will be moderating that workshop. And then we also have Women in Democracy. And I'm looking at my teeth.
Go ahead.
That we, I say these things, gender, women in democracy, women building wealth, tips and tools to financial, spiritual, and health wellness. So, you know, all these things is what we need. Kind of balance.
Yeah, I love this. You're covering all the bases here.
Yes, our family, our home, and then just ourselves. And, you know, that's so important. You talked about, you know, you were stayed at home, but then you also looked at things that you can do once you got back into the workforce and having those tools. And that's what we want to do for the women out here in the suburbs. We know there's a number of things that goes on in Chicago, but not a lot going into the Western suburbs. So we think we spark some excitement, some energy.
Yeah.
For women to really, like, let's celebrate each other.
Yeah.
Let's
the energy was
other.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
And you guys nailed it because, and this is awesome. And I just add, this is a great event if you're a stay-at-home mom to go to as well.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't have to be a working mom or even just a woman in general without kids. You know, you can be a woman. Every woman can come to this thing and you'll get something out of it. But I just want to point out one thing is, you know, all those self-help books and all the things you say to yourself that keep you going, don't discount being in the room full of women,
correct,
and hearing them laugh and share. And you guys, for sure, we did share a bit. We, you know, people were just shouting out in the room. It's very formal, but yet informal. It's it just I left there, and I'm a badass. I will say this. I tell myself, I give myself affirmations every day. But I left there going, I'm missing this. I need to keep going to these kind of events and summits. So.
Yes. This is what we
hats off to the Quad County Urban League.
And so we have to thank our sponsors.
Go ahead.
We have ComEd, who is our event sponsor, Nicor Gas and ConAgra and McDonald's. And then we have other corporations, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, Advocate Health is going to be part of one of our sponsors, and then also the casino, Elgin Casino. So we're just Grand Victoria. So we're just so excited for our sponsors willing to work with us.
Yeah,
and partner
yeah.
with us on celebrating women and individuals in our community. So we're excited.
Where can people go if they want to come? Where do they go to register?
They can go to our website, qco.org. But, you know, they can call our office, 630-851-2203. Yes. And they can speak to, ask for Donata Andrews. So I think even last night we got individuals signing up. So registering. That want to come and participate. So I'm just so glad that the Urban League was able to provide a venue where women can come and just share and then support each other. So we're excited. Thank you, Dolly,
fantastic.
For always having us and supporting our event.
I'm so excited. You have no idea. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight to get there. the location of the Quad County Urban League. You're so funny. Danielle's like, you can just speak. You got a mic in front of you. Danielle, wait 1 second. Let me just say this. The Quad County Urban League also needs volunteers. You can tutor, mentor, career coaching, fundraising, and many other areas. So give them a call, 630-851-2203. I didn't realize you did all that.
Oh, yes.
The audience.
Yes.
So I'm thrilled. So call me. I'll do some of this, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank
okay?
you, yes.
And Danielle has something to say. And you are the boss, lady, so you can say whatever you want.
No.
Kidding.
I just wanted to say Theodia reminded me that I needed to tell you guys the location of my workshop on Saturday, March
19th. I can't believe we missed that.
So it's going to be at Northern NIU in Naperville on Deal.
So easy. Right off of 88.
Right off of 88, NIU in Naperville. So come out, be a part of this workshop. And I just wanted to also add that the Quad Urban League is an amazing experience. I was a part of it last year. It is indescribable. You have to be there. It's one of those things where you have to be there. You can't just say it was great. You have to be in the room because it really is an amazing time.
And it's great networking opportunity as well. So that's what we want.
Yeah, that's how I met Dolly.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. I'll be there, so come and join me. And if you miss it, you can still get involved with the Quad County Urban League, like I said, volunteering, tutoring, mentoring, and whatnot. And we promise next year we're going to give you a little bit more of a heads up about this summit. I feel bad because I just you can still sign up. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. I know how some people's calendars fill up quick, and I've already posted about this, and people say, why didn't you give us more notice? I'm sorry. You can't keep up with everything, but try to come if you can. It's so worth it. Thanks, Theodia Gillespie from
Thank
the Quad
you.
County Urban League, and Danielle Langford. Thanks so much for
Thank
being
you,
on the
Dolly.
Show.
Thank you for having me back.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
All right, we're rolling. Thank you, Lyle Savings Bank, for your sponsorship of the Dolly McCarthy Show and Homebridge Financial Services. And to the NapervilleAlarm.com company over there, keeping us all safe and protected since 2000. Okay, we're going to shift the show to Hollywood now. We're going all the way to the East Coast. I'm kidding. Or the West Coast, what am I saying? East. What the wrong way? Leonard Brinks is here. He's the executive producer of the new movie coming out, Precious Metal. And I'm so shameless. I'm in the movie. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I have a speaking role. I actually got paid for this. Not much, but.
We call you One Cut Dolly.
One Cut, Two Cut Dolly. Yeah, that's it. I think the cloud moved over the sun, so they had to reshoot me. And it was hilarious. It's a great movie. If you haven't heard about it yet, Leonard, take it away. What's this movie about? And tell us, you know,
well,
summarize
I was
your involvement.
Especially intrigued by what Danielle was presenting with the B word for women. Because
oh, wow.
a key character in this film is played by Fiona Dourif, who's the daughter of actor Brad Dourif. And she plays the role of Judy Jameson, a very troubled woman who has had a very abusive past and who throughout in the film really rises to the occasion. So I wrote a little note to Danielle while you know, we were talking to add bold and brave to the B words, because she really personifies that in the film. And it's about an aging police commander who gets a phone call from a dying ex-girlfriend about 26 years later, and she tells him that he has a daughter that he never knew. And she pleads with him to find the daughter, Judy, and to rescue her because she's a heroin addict and to help her out. And just as he's implementing a fairly unorthodox intervention with his best friend, who's a retired police officer, is murdered. So he not only has to follow through with helping this young woman, but also to set up the investigative team to track down the killer who stole the money and gold. And so both of the storylines are interwoven, and it's kind of a fast-paced, twist-and-turn mystery.
Yeah.
We just got an extremely positive review of the film in the Daily Herald. It'll be in tomorrow's edition of the Daily Herald, and got a 3-star rating for the film,
wow.
which we were really pleased about.
And the premiere is coming out on Tuesday, March 22nd.
Tuesday, March 22nd.
People can still get tickets. This movie, by the way, stars Paul Sorvino. Remember Paulie?
Paul Sorvino.
From, what was he in, Goodfellas?
Goodfellas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Matt Bouchard.
Matt Bouchelle, who was what, and films like Behind Enemy Lines and Leatherheads with George Clooney, and of course Fiona Dourif, who's she had a very difficult role, and wait till you see her
amazing.
Performance.
Wow.
I think she deserves a nomination, frankly.
I think so too.
So does Edmund and Glessner, my partners.
Edmund Glessner, they were producers, co-writers, and director of the film.
Yeah, Edmund and Glessner were co-writers, and then I worked with them on the final shooting script, and Edmund directed the film.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't for you, Leonard, this movie would never have been made, right?
Well,
you're the executive
producer. Approached me. I had entered a documentary in their film festival, and that's how I met Edmund and Glessner. And they let me read the script, and I was hooked. It was definitely a good read.
I hope you guys are writing. I hope they're writing more, and that you guys have some more projects.
Oh, Edmund's doing a lot of writing. He's doing a lot of consulting and screenwriting. He's won a couple of awards recently for screenplays he's written. So,
PreciousMetalPremiere.com is the website folks can go to.
PreciousMetalPremiere.com if you want to order
tickets.
And you can do that. There's still tickets left.
We're only $15 too. Yeah, you can walk the red carpet.
Yeah,
and I hear Paul Sorvino is coming, unless you know he canceled like some movies there last minute. You know, Hollywood.
Yeah, there are a couple of things we want to mention. There will be some awards. There'll be an ounce of gold, a gold medallion, as a raffle award worth about $1,300, and also Hotel Arista has provided a deluxe overnight package, so there'll be a raffle. We're going to have a Q&A session after the film, and there'll be some interesting introductions and activity before the film. So the auditoriums that we have, four auditoriums at the theater, will open about 6 o'clock for the general admission. It's an eat-in theater for people who have not been at Hollywood Palms. So you can go into the theater, and we have a beautiful scroll of the behind-the-scenes photographs and music from the film. So it'll be an entertaining evening.
Imagine if you're a film student, too, to go and get an opportunity to talk to the executive producer, Leonard Brinks, here in the studio with me today, and the writers and producers of the show and everybody who put together
cast.
This movie.
Yeah.
If you are a film student, this is something you just don't want to miss. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I think 13 of the cast are coming, and we're hoping to get Misha Segal, the composer. He's finishing a film, and I keep doing extra cuts each day. So every day he's telling me, I'm going to try to come. I'm trying to come. And it'd be great to have him be there. One thing we can mention that's unusual about our film, speaking of Misha, we're the only R-rated film that's ever been made in film where the lead vocalist is a 14-year-old girl, a teenage girl. And it has a definite significance to the segments, the cues of the music in the film, as people will see when they watch the film.
Fantastic. Well, Leonard, thanks for being in the studio. All three of my guests in the studio are still here. You guys, you can stick around. I got to get to my next guest, Jay. Where am I? Jay Lewis Mills. Where am I? Listen to me. Hello, where am I? Yeah. I told you I was up. I've been up since 4.
You're doing awesome.
And I'd be like, okay, where am I? Where am I? I'm in the studio, WCKG Studios. Hey, I got to do a shout out to everybody on my WCKG studio or studio listeners. 1530 a.m. Thank you guys for listening on Sundays at noon. And Tuiville Internet Radio. Thank you guys. You've been carrying the show for 3 years. Blog Talk Radio, of course, that was where we started this crazy show. And a shout out to all my new listeners on Rivet Radio in Chicago. And now 1010 News Talk has just picked up the show. So I'm so thrilled. I guess I could say I'm in syndication.
Yeah.
What's the good word, everybody? Come on. Welcome to the program, everybody. And thank you for continuing to listen and to all my new listeners. We've been talking to Leonard Brinks, who is the executive producer of the movie coming out, Precious Metal, with starring Paul Sorvino. And starring Dolly McCarthy. I'm kidding. Jesus, I'm shameless. If you want to see someone that's in the movie at the
Absolutely.
Premiere, I will
Come
be there.
Movie.
And I will sign autographs, too. I'm kidding. All right, don't go away. We have a very special with Hollywood. Hollywood continues to grace the show. Jay Lewis Mills, Hollywood actor, starring as Forrester Marcus on the new NBC show Heartbeat, coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we are back. This is Dolly McCarthy. You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Actor Jay Lewis Mills is on the phone. Jay Lewis Mills, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm very well, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Hello, Hollywood. What time is it over
Hello
there?
Hello from Hollywood. right now it is 13 minutes after 8.
Okay. Well, thanks for getting up so early. Have you had your coffee already?
Yes, I've had my coffee, had my oatmeal, had my workout, so I'm ready to talk to Ms. McCarthy.
Wow. So many times folks call in from Hollywood. Like, I get them all the time. They're all still in bed because it's early. It's early for you guys. So were you shooting last night, some of the series last night? Was it a late night for you?
No. As a matter of fact, we're done with season 1. Season one is in the can. We're just waiting for everybody to watch and see our great work.
Oh, so this is pretty exciting. Okay, the premiere of Heartbeat. It's the new NBC show, Heartbeat, starring Melissa George, Dave Annabelle, D.L. Hughley. Am I saying it right?
Hughley.
Hughley? Jesus.
D.L. Hughley, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah.
Hughley.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I cannot read today. You know I have problems sometimes with names. Danielle knows it this morning. We won't go there. And starring J. Lewis Mills.
Oh,
NBC, March 23rd is the premiere. We're all talking about premieres today. So on the 22nd, the premiere of Precious Metal comes out, and then the next day, how exciting, what a week we're going to have next week, the premiere of Heartbeat, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. on NBC.
Well, actually, the premiere of our show is the 22nd. Our pilot comes on the night of the 22nd, right after The Voice. And then the next night, which is the 23rd, that's when episode 2 shoots. That's going to be the time slot that we're in, Wednesday night to 8. But we do start Tuesday night right after The Voice is when you can see the pilot of the show.
Okay. Well, we're talking to J. Lewis Mills. J. Lewis Mills is a Hollywood actor now. That's what you can call yourself now. After got that call March 10th, 2015. Tell us what happened, Jay, that changed your life on that date. Besides being, was my birthday that date.
Well, I'll try and give the short version of the story. I went in for my
Jay Lewis, we can't hear you. What happened? Did you walk outside to the pool or something?
No, I didn't. Can you hear me?
Oh, here we go. Now we got you back.
Can you hear me?
Jay? Yeah, now we can.
Yes. You can hear me.
We gotcha. So March 10th, 2015, you got a call that changed your life. What happened that day?
Well, I got a call from my agent asking me if I wanted to go to an audition for a pilot, and I had an eye appointment that day, and I wasn't able to make it, so we moved it to the next day. So I went in and I met with Miss Jeannie Bacharach at Universal Studios. I did my audition. Before I left the audition, she asked me if I wanted to come back the next day for a callback, and I said, yes, ma'am. So I went back for the callback on Thursday, and about an hour after the callback was over, my agent called me and asked me if I wanted to go to a screen test that next day. I was so new, I didn't really even know what a screen test was. So she told me what it was. I ended up going to it. I didn't hear anything on Saturday. And then Sunday in the afternoon, my agent sent me an email asking me if I had my passport. I told her yes. And then that night she called me and she asked me if I had my passport number with me. And I said, no. And she just started screaming to the top of her lungs, you got the job, you got the job. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was going through securing my passport. And then I left Hollywood, California, on March 19th, 2016, heading to Vancouver to shoot the pilot.
Wow. So you were you one of those starving artists in Hollywood trying to get acting? Or was this
I was just
started to do?
I was one of those homeless artists living wherever I could until I got a job. I was up until about 3 weeks before I got my job. About 3 weeks before I got the pilot, I was homeless. So I was a little more than just starving. I was starving with the looking for a place to live at the same time.
Wow. Well,
wow.
So
congratulations.
That's really amazing.
Awesome.
I'm so thrilled that was happening. Yeah, it's very inspiring. So here's something that's even more inspiring. So actor J. Lewis Mills is on the phone with us this morning talking about his new role in the highly anticipated NBC show Heartbeat, starring Melissa George, Jamie Kennedy's in it as well. It premieres March 23rd, but actually, J. Lewis, just correct me, March 22nd, right after The Voice.
Yes.
And but you can also watch it on March 23rd, 8 p.m. on NBC. So, Jay, you've got an interesting life story, that's for sure. Your father was a famous NFL football player with the Buffalo Bills. Jay, you know, what was his name? I'm sorry, I'm trying to look on these notes here. What was your father's name? Was it Lou Saban? That's it. That was the coach.
No. That was the coach. My father's name is Sullivan Mills.
Do you know his Sullivan Mills, Leonard Brinks?
Yes.
Leonard knows a lot about football. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember that name?
Yeah, I do.
So he grew up with the NFL. You know, when you're a kid, you're famous if your father's an NFL football player. So you went from that to then tell us your life story. It's kind of interesting, and a lot of folks that are listening are not entirely familiar with your history and something that's very unique about you too.
Well, when I was a kid, I had a blood disease called Kawasaki syndrome, and the interesting about that, at the time when I had it, it was a disease that was really only prevalent in the Asian community. So they didn't really understand, they didn't really understand how it is that I got it. I spent a fair amount of time when I was a kid in the hospital. It was just something about going to school. You know, when I would go to school, I would get sick very easily. So I ended up being homeschooled or tutored at home. I had a bad stuttering problem when I was a kid, and I grew out of all of that, I'd say around age 12 or 13, and I just started living a normal life. And then in 2001, I had a telemarketing job back then. Don't judge me, but I was a telemarketer. And I was at work, and I started noticing in the corner of my left eye, it looked like just a little black circle. And I really didn't think anything of it, but while I was sitting there, the circle got bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time I got home, I had to look down if I wanted to see out of my left eye. So a friend took me to the hospital, told me that my retina was detaching and I had to hurry up and have surgery for it. So they scheduled an emergency surgery the next day. They reattached my retina. I had some business in Florida that I wasn't able to be let out of. So I had to take a flight a little earlier than I wanted to. I ended up getting a cataract in my left eye. I didn't have it taken care of until 2012 because I just didn't have the money to do it. I didn't know that there were places out there that would help people that were struggling to pay for a surgery. So in 2012, I ended up having a cataract surgery that went wrong, and they did several cataract surgeries on my same eye. And then I went to a whole different place, because the place I was going to, for whatever reason, just stopped seeing me. And I went to a new doctor, and in my medical records it said, this patient cannot have any more surgical procedures on his eye. Well, the doctor that did the final surgery on my eye, he had a bit of a God complex, and he thought that he was able to do something for me. So he did the surgery on my eye, which was February 26, 2013. Was the last day I had vision in both of my eyes because the pressure in my left eye was too low during my last surgery.
Jay Lewis, this all resulted in you now having an eye patch, which you say created a lot of attention around you, and people started to to notice you. And then you went into acting as a result of that? You started doing acting workshops.
I didn't go into acting as a result of my eye or my eye patch because I was aspiring to act before that. I didn't think I was going to be able to act again after this situation happened, but when I first bought the eye patch and started wearing it, I've never in life seen so many people walk into poles or trees before. And it's because people were looking at me while I was walking down the street, not watching where they were going, and they would run into a pole or run into a tree. It was pretty insane. I mean, you would think people had never seen someone with an eye patch before, but I have actually watched people walk into light poles or walk into trees because they're looking at me, not watching where they're going.
Has it been dangerous on the set, the Hollywood set, when you're filming this new series? With that, are people hurting themselves on the set looking at you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think they're used to seeing unique people like me.
How is life now for you, Jay Lewis? I know you are now taking your life experiences, your childhood illness and the eye, things that have happened to you, being homeless. What is life for you now? And now, you're doing charity work and you're going to children's hospitals and being part of these anti-bullying campaigns. I mean, what better person to do this than someone who's really been through it and can speak it? And now look at you. Life pretty good now?
Life is amazing now. But life is amazing now because I'm beginning to have a voice, and I'm beginning to be able to be on a platform to where my voice can be heard. And I love, like, I'm a big fan of kids. I love kids. I don't have any of my own yet. And maybe I'm a fan of kids because you can give them back to their parents at a certain point. But I like playing with kids. I like, so anything that I can do to help children, whether it's help them out of an abusive situation, whether it's going to a hospital, visiting a kid, because again, I was a kid in a hospital. And I still remember when people would come to the Children's Hospital in Buffalo and I would meet them. So I know what it feels like to be a kid in a hospital and have somebody famous come in to visit you. You never forget that. I'm an older guy, and I still remember meeting Suzette Charles when I was a kid.
Very soothing, and so children, I think that's easy for a child to embrace, too. I can just sense this kindness coming from you. It radiates through the phone line, coming from Hollywood. I got to tell you, your story just really stood out for me. And of all these actors on this series, I'm really glad that you came on this show because your story will inspire someone else. And I'm so thrilled to see the success, and I hope you stay with it. Like a lot of times you get to Hollywood after they get to Hollywood and they make it and they break it really quickly because they've never experienced that. And so hopefully stardom, fame and fortune come to you slowly so you can handle it and take it and keep the experiences of your life fresh in your mind so you continue to give back in many ways, not just financially, but also through all of your volunteer work with the children's hospitals and the campaigns, the anti-bullying campaigns. Hopefully you stay, keep walking on the ground, that's for sure. And you were just a delight to listen to and hear your story today. Thank you so much for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We've been talking to Jay Lewis Mills, who is Forrester Marcus, the highly anticipated NBC show Heartbeat. Thank you, Jay Lewis. Will you come back on again? This is on record now.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
When you're about to get that Emmy or the Academy Award, you can remember this show. I wish we had more time to talk. Thank you so much for being on the show, Jay Lewis.
I look forward to it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone, thank you so much for listening this week. We got to go. We're so out of time. This show has to be longer, I'm telling you. I've had so many great guests on the show today. Leonard Brinks from a movie coming out, Precious Metal, coming out on Tuesday, premiering and starring Paul Sorvino. Theodia Gillespie from the Quad County Urban League. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
You're welcome.
It's such a delight.
It's
and, of course,
fun.
My buddy, the boss here, Danielle Langford from Pink Empowers. Check out. She's got a workshop coming up this weekend, and as well as the Quad County Urban League, a summit tomorrow that I will be at. Not too late to get tickets for any of these events, and not too late to get tickets for Precious Metal, and certainly not too late to tune in to NBC.
So they
can
be empowered and entertained.
Yes. Jane Lewis Mills, thanks again. Thanks,
Dolly.
Everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Dolly.
So long.
Thank you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.